Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And I'm ruthless like Rusev. Move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to these, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop.
You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
Welcome to Wrestling Is Faster, third year anniversary. Host, Wes Benitez, how's it going, wrestling fan? On this show, it's sponsored by Feel the Burn, paid for by the Bernie Sanders Committee.
What?
Co-host
what's going on, Bernie Sanders? Wow.
Oh, Trump, you do not sabotage your damn campaign. You provoked every last human being. You billionaire motherfucker.
I'll say this right now. Trump is the hottest thing corn right now in politics. But the Chicago thing was just great. He canceled that event and stuff still happened. So
his own self, he said that you know, he brought it up, saying, you know, all of Muslims, Mexicans, and everything, and even throwing a lot of blacks out at campaign rally.
I gotta say this. I'm a Republican. Trump is not my number one candidate at all. But you watch his speeches, he's saying really things vulgar. You know, that I mean, he's vulgar, but he's not saying anything racial. You look at his speeches. He said build a wall to protect the borders, which is, you know, I can see why Latinos won't like it. I can see that. But he's not saying anything, no name calling or anything like that. He used the word, you know, the derogatory racial terms. But yeah, Trump did start himself. He put the words out, how he put things out, how he word things. He did bring some stuff to himself, a lot of stuff, the way he worded. So he's getting misrepresented in the media because the way he comes across. So some of the stuff happened to him, he's bringing on himself. I have to admit that. But I'm more of a, right now I'm more of a Rubio man, Marco Rubio.
Anything that's better than Trump, even Kasich.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a while. It's not over yet. Maryland's primary is April 26th. So hopefully Rubio makes it past Tuesday. He'll get my vote.
Exactly.
But we'll see.
And Lion Hillary Clinton.
Murderer.
She's the...
Yes.
And you see what she did, trying to flip-flop what she did in the South for this criminal bill about for African-Americans during that time in 94, 95, calling them savages and predators?
Is she okay? I mean, I don't know. I don't know why. If I was a Democrat, I would vote for Sanders over her. You know, I'm not
right.
Sanders because he's a socialist. He wants socialists want government control. But yeah, Hillary is not honest. She flips up. She's not an honest person. She's malicious.
Yeah.
She's evil.
Right. But that bill, that caused a lot of racial profiling right there. And once one of the young lady from Black Lives Matter went up to her, she brushed her off and stuff.
Yeah,
and
right. But I'm not a Black Lives Matter fan either. Everything just makes me sick right now. But she's not sincere, not even close.
Right, and
Bernie has some kind of sincere to him. Bernie is. I don't think he's going to do right. He's sincere about what he says and does. Bernie is. I agree to that.
Right.
But Hillary's not sincere at all.
Right, and she don't know what she want to be. She want to be Bill Clinton. She want to be Barack Obama third term. She's stealing some lines from Bernie Sanders. It's like she's doing like a three-time slut politician. Yes, I said it. Hillary Rodham.
She is definitely not sincere. She's anything at the moment. She says she cares about the rich people, but she gets paid thousands of dollars by Wall Street people for giving speeches.
Right.
So,
and Goldman Sachs also.
Right. So caring about us, the little people, the common Americans, I seriously doubt.
Right. The DNC, that committee is rigged. It's like it's helping them. It seems like it's a fixed election for her, promote her. They're in their pockets along with super PACs from and from Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And all these super – how in the hell she have all these hitting super delegates?
Exactly. Ooh, what
the system is – the system is screwed up. No, let me say it. It's fucked up. The system is.
And people know the system is messed up. That's why they fed up over everything. Everyone's fed up. I can't blame them because I'm fed up too by
right.
how this country's going downhill.
Right. And I keep – I don't know what's in the people down the south, like in Georgia and Mississippi going for her. And this is not Bill Clinton. They are different people. Then we
totally
learned from George Bush and George Bush Jr. He wasn't nothing like his dad. His dad was more of a leader for this country.
Yeah, he didn't ruin us. I mean, George Bush Sr. didn't ruin me. He became president. You know, after Ronald Reagan. He's 4 years old.
Right.
He didn't ruin the country. He didn't put his country at risk. He didn't ruin it. His dad's been in his debt.
Even Louis
Farrakhan,
a 5 minute, 6 minutes of him a couple weeks ago calling Hillary a wicked woman about the stupid NAFTA trades Bill Clinton did, and
mm-hmm.
also her not handling Black Lives Matter person and everything. And about the Omar Gaddafi situation.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Farrakhan's never lost for words either. He's always vocal
right.
about what he thinks.
Right. I don't know, is this a worse year for, it's only just a few options. I see Bernie Sanders has more creativity and stuff, and I don't know about the Trump. I don't know if they mesmerize. He's an entertainer, and he's a good hill, and it's like all these crazy hillbilly races doing all of this crazy shit at his rallies, spitting on people, pushing women, even assaulting a journalist.
Now, here's the thing about Donald Trump's rallies. Here's the thing, which is kind of weird. Just think about this for a minute. You know, just a thought. Just throwing a thought out there. All right. He's been having 30,000 people coming to his rallies. Okay. It's, you know, all of them, for the most part, been peaceful. And then you have this one, you know, a certain group of people who wants to, you know, say protest and they claim that they're being harassed. Now, for Trump being a racist, now David Duke was a guy who was associated with the Ku Klux Klan. You know, David Duke said on his YouTube channel that he never endorsed Trump. He made a comment, but he never endorsed him. He never said he was going to vote for him. He never said he backed him. Now, these stupid Ku Klux Klan people, these racist people in the South, they just don't, they will attach themselves to anybody they feel right is going their way. The Republican Party don't support it. Trump said he doesn't support it. So they just do whatever they want. They just care less. No one cares about them because they're idiots. You know, the Ku Klux Klan
right.
and all those other people.
Yeah, but Trump should not have played dumb the first time to reporters about he didn't know who they were.
Yeah, he did stumble on that. Yeah, he did stumble on that. That's, you know, that's part of the reason why he's getting all this criticism because the way he approaches things and how he says things. That's why, you know, he's bringing it to himself. Some of it he's bringing to himself. He would have denounced it first and foremost, loudly and, you know, boldly, say no. The name white supremacist used to say no to automatically because, you know, white supremacist means bad stuff anyway.
Right.
So he didn't, you know, he stumbled around that. But that kind of hurt him.
Right.
But, yeah, but as far as
Right. I think it. Hey, a character like him, and Hillary, maybe they can school Roman Reigns, or a few, that are talent that doesn't have mic skills, how to cut a promo.
Oh.
Why the fuck we don't have this on Raw?
Oh, that's a good point. Donald Trump has been on my skills in Roman Reigns. That is so true. And then Ronald Howard got better on my skills than the Bellas, the Nick Brie Bella.
Oh, well, anyone.
So both are really good in wrestling. I'm telling you, I could just Donald Trump as like a general manager. That he'll be good.
Right. I thought that was gonna work 6 years ago, 6 or 7. Would have been 8 years ago with Trump appearing on there with the money falling down. I thought he would want to be a heel by that of a GM.
And he didn't stumble when Trump was in wrestling. He didn't stumble his words. He talked. He fit right in there. He wasn't shy or anything. Yeah, it's like the man wasn't that bad.
Right, and that stupid looking Chucky. Yeah. Chucky hair. That's the seed. He has to be the seed of Chucky. Chucky's dad.
Yeah, but I tell you, the GOP debates, the Republican debates, all been high range because they've been saying insults. I mean, some people say it's immature, but the GOP debates have been very entertaining. The Republican side, believe it or not, a lot of people are really hyped up about the election thing because in the country, there are 31 of the 50 states, 31 governors are Republican. The Republicans control the Senate and the House of Representatives in D.C. So Republicans haven't had as much control since the 1920s. So all we need now is to get the Republican president in, who is going to be right now, like Trump, which is kind of maybe a bad taste in people's mouths. You know, the Republicans need full control. But if we have a Republican Senate and a Republican House, and Hillary gets in there, or Bernie Sanders, it's going to be chaos. Because the Republicans are going to fight against them, against people who crap president. So we can see what happens. But anyway, the Roblox pay-per-view. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's start from the beginning. Shane McMahon coming back. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I got a little bit more optimism about WWE now because Shane McMahon is back. AJ Styles there. And, you know, got Austin Henry, Samoa Joe, and NXT. There's a lot of specific stuff that happened.
Right, and which he's coming up after, more likely after Mania to be on the roster.
Wait, Austin Henry? Or Samoa Joe?
Samoa Joe, yeah.
Whoa. Hope they don't mess it up. I hope they do things right because everything is so set right now.
Right. I think it's up to Vince McMahon keep saying he don't like fat guys and all of this. He's still skeptical on Kevin Owens and Samoa. I just hope they don't do that with Samoa Joe also. Because once someone looks right, once someone because NXT is basically well booked and know what to do, Triple H know what to do with the guys. But once they belong to Vince on his show, that's another story.
Yeah, you got a point on that. You have a good point.
Right.
You know. I'm just think about what he could do. I mean, Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens, they're not the best shape, but they can do everything in that ring. They can wrestle for over 30 minutes. They just straight out athletes. They got good conditioning, good charisma, good mic skills.
Right.
That is what they need right now.
Vince is just out of touch. And they start using that shoot. They start shooting what the internet is talking about and what Shane McMahon using his promos. It doesn't mean they're going to use it. It's like, you know, once it's a good show at WrestleMania, after that, you may have, you know, getting over after WrestleMania on Monday, real high with the European fans there at Cowboys, what they call AT&T Stadium. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people over. Even Samoa Joe will get the biggest buzz.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, one of the best Raws I've ever been to was a Raw at the WrestleMania in New York, New Jersey. That's the best Raw I've ever been to, ever. Because we chanted for like a half an hour for different things. That just happened out the blue. That was the best Raw I've ever been to, ever. And the European fans, you know, they stay up late night sometimes for wrestling pay-per-views. So their passion is pretty deep. And I mean, when I went to WrestleMania, I met people from Germany, Japan. You know, quite a few of them I still keep in touch with, on Facebook and Twitter. I keep in touch with them. England, Australia, dude. Australia's not European, but you just meet people all around the world. I definitely recommend at least a wrestling fan go to WrestleMania at least once in their lifetime. Muslims go to Mecca at least once in a lifetime. Wrestling fans should go to WrestleMania at least once in a lifetime. Just once. Just experience it. Then don't go again.
Right. And they're going to definitely break WrestleMania 3 all-time attendance gate.
And that's talking about 100,000 people there. Do you fit 100,000 in that arena? I mean, that stadium.
Yeah, it holds 80,000 for football games. I've seen for 84,000 for the Super Bowl at that time. It could get to 100,000.
Yeah, for wrestling, you can. It's very possible.
Right. Breaking the 93,000 mark. But will Roman Reigns get enough pops? I don't know.
That's a question. Cause, one night he's getting a lot of pops, the next night he's not getting booed. I don't know. That's hard to say about Roman Reigns. Hard to say.
I think he might
get a little bit more pops than boos, just slightly more, just because it's WrestleMania. I think it'd be a lot of like young kids there, but it's gonna be hard to say. Very hard to say.
Exactly.
This will be the first WrestleMania without John Cena in a long time. Cena won't.
Yeah. Right. I still had a feeling he's gonna probably make an appearance.
That'd be good though. If he makes an appearance, a lot of fans would like to see that. He gets an update about how
he's
doing.
Yeah, he's going to do what Michaels and Austin doing and Rock make an appearance there without anything involving wrestling. Only Hogan won't make it there. He's in court with Gawker.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, he's definitely in court. He's suing for over $100 million.
Right.
A lot of money.
And
I forgot how much it is.
Yeah, you should have heard the judge talking about Hogan's. Do you have a 10-inch dick? And Hogan said that he doesn't. He has more than a 10-inch.
Brother, that's Hulk Hogan with a 10-inch. I'm Terry Bollea.
Sure. And which called, Hogan knows best, a work.
and saying that WWE has 25 writers.
25, that's a lot. If it's true.
Right. It's true.
Wow. You only need about maybe five? Is that much? Five, maybe five correct on Raw? You don't need 20. You don't need
main
over
roster,
10 to be honest.
This is Vince McMahon's way of doing it. That's why most of the Raw has been shitties for the last 12 years. And then when you put in this 3 hours, it's too damn long.
Yep. Too long.
Right. And surprisingly, not that many young people that watch WWE, they either turn to reality shows, Love and Hip Hop, or other things. They don't consider the product cool at all. With this PG.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to this guy the other day. He had a Triple H shirt on, right? And I said, you're a wrestling fan? And I said, well, you talking a little bit. You know, and he said, no, I haven't been a wrestling fan since the Attitude Hour. And he hasn't watched it since because he doesn't like how it is today.
Wow.
So he still had a wrestling shirt on, but he doesn't like how, the PG-13 he doesn't like. You know,
yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in right now to talk about anything in the world of wrestling, including WWE roadblocks, give us a call at 646-478-5325. Or if you want to discuss anything in the news or politics, give us a call to that. Or if you consider Hogan comics or gay, you can call in also.
Speaking of roadblock, I have to admit, Jericho's promo, his heel promo at roadblock was pretty good. He turned on the Canadian fans. He talked about AJ Styles. Whoa, that was pretty good promo he did. That was good.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, he was booing him like crazy.
Woo. But Jack Swagger, him taking on, I was expecting the Sin Cara. Come on. He's a jobber.
I was expecting that.
It was too predictable.
Yeah, it was.
I guess, right. Everyone know that Jericho was going over I guess they was fast-forwarding it. or if they was live going to something else. somewhere on their ass. And I was saying, I said, oh, my goodness, here we go again. We're the people that didn't work out 2 years ago. Why now? I said, let me watch the episode number 5 of Fuller House on Netflix. And that episode of Lucha Libre of them going to Lucha Libre and them doing bumps and stuff. It was 10 times better than anything. I mean, on Raw for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, ever since the bomb that Shane McMahon came back, it has toned down a little bit. Actually, a lot.
Right.
You know. Here's a question for you. How long is Shane going to stay with WWE? He did permanently, or he's going to leave again?
It's questionable right now. I know that his company is not doing well. He's losing money from that one. And he hasn't currently been in office yet, but it's a wait and see thing.
I just see this happening as a finishing, like Undertaker beats the living shit out of him, and Undertaker finally lay down for Shane and have Shane cover him for him to be the new person running Raw.
Yeah, I would like to see Shane my man back again. That would be cool.
Once you was hearing the Bland split about two or three weeks ago, and it has died down now, and I don't think ready for another brand split. It failed three times already.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the use of bringing the WCW belt back?
Yeah, the brand thing, it worked for a while, but you know, I like it to a certain point, but having anything together, that's more better.
Right.
It's better.
And definitely with SmackDown, it seems like it's more watchable than Raw. Once they had Raw Donato as the commentator, and Jerry Lawler's back to his old form as a heel. And it's well more booked and wrote since he's the head writer of SmackDown. It's much more of a better show.
So the 25 writers that they have for WWE, they do both shows, right? Raw and SmackDown, or do they split them up?
They split them up. Yeah, Raw and SmackDown. Yeah.
But yeah, Jerry Lawler, you made a good point.
Right. Yeah.
Jerry Lawler, he's a commentator.
Yeah. And also you have Jimmy Jacobs, formerly of Ring of Honor on the writing team, but he probably don't have that much input. He's just one of the guys. And you had Mick Foley, he's as a consultant writer. He just passed out all the plan to talent or writers on what to do. That's why you've seen Mick Foley not taking shots at WWE anymore.
Did you hit a Titus O'Neil's statement? He reached a public statement about his suspension.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's been reduced to like 60 days, said 90 days. It's been reduced, and he admitted he did wrong. You know, but he said he's not going to. He's not going to question if the punishment was too severe or not. So, yeah, he may get wrong, which he did. But I don't know what's going to happen next with him.
Yeah, I think he's going to be more deep put since he's a mid-carder. And that's the only thing that I think that was a crazy thing for Vince to do.
Yeah,
I guess.
Boy.
Yeah, I guess gave him a fine and warned him next time, and that was it.
Exactly, because he's doing TV show a lot.
If it was a Cena or a Rock or Austin, they would have Vince wouldn't done nothing about anything. That was a horrible, because once all the race things coming out when he got suspended.
Yeah, but it wasn't racial at all. It wasn't about race.
Right.
You know, like you mentioned before, like we talked about before, it wasn't about race at all.
Right. And I just see once when will it be 100% black world champion in WWE? Just like, you know, the boat on Mark Henry many a times.
And then I mentioned Shelton Benjamin.
Right.
Oh, I saw his interview, Shelton Benjamin's interview. He did about his WWE tenor, he was in the WWE. He couldn't figure out why he wasn't world champion. You know? Now, he admitted he didn't have the mic skills. They told him that his mic skills was bad. But he admitted that. But he got better as it went on. But they couldn't give him an answer why he wasn't world champion, because he was doing everything right. You know? So he doesn't really have an answer to it. Like Chris Benoit didn't have good mic skills, but Chris Benoit was a world champion though.
Wait, he was not a WWE champion, a WCW champion in WWE. Not the Bruno San Martino belt. That has the history. Because they even when Booker T has it, when he was King Booker, it was WCW. 6-time world champion.
Yeah, but you know, maybe when Vince stepped down, maybe they'll get a, you know, black world champion, WWE world heavyweight champion. That is.
And you have U-Haul Nation and NXT, yeah. Who's saying about New Day?
Oh, ooh, they're funny. The only thing I would change about them, the only thing I would change that they're doing is this boot, that they're shaking their butts. They look like they're trying to twerk, you know.
Right.
That's the only thing I would change. Everything else, they're doing everything else right, though. They're wrestling, they're winning, they're extremely entertaining. In a serial, bootios?
Yeah, bootios.
That's funny.
And you can get the collector's box along with the shirt, which is cereal in there, which is no cereal. It looked like Lucky Charms cereal with marshmallows with O's in it on the box. Hey, if I was there in a small way, I would have ran with it.
Oh, yeah. People will buy it, though.
It's your booty-o.
Oh, yeah.
And can you imagine that? I don't know, this is a silly prediction of New Day coming down with Kirk Franklin, since he's in Texas.
Oh, yeah, Kirk Franklin is from Texas. That's true. He is.
What are they going to be playing? Stomp New.
Yeah.
I'm really gonna have like him, Kirk Franklin and his squad come up with New Day to do the thing.
Probably.
Right.
That's what they did. They did that for other people when Motorhead was, you know, they performed for Triple H song. You know,
right.
Live. And who, I forgot who sings the Wyatt Sting song, but those guys performed anything
there. Yeah, I forgot the group, yeah.
Anything can happen. But
right.
after the match at Roadblock, Triple H and Dean Ambrose, I think it was a pretty good match. You know.
Yeah, it was good,
Triple
H
was going to win, though. Right. Triple H was going to win,
and
it was predictable.
Right. Is it possible to have Dean Ambrose again job out at WrestleMania to Lesnar?
That could happen. I don't want to see it happen. I'd like to see Dean Ambrose get a victory. You know. So would you consider Dean Ambrose a mid-carder or a main eventer? Because like he had the belt. You know,
he should be main eventer. Yeah, he should be main eventer, not a mid-carder. He's more up a Mick Carter.
Because he's over with the fans big time.
Right. And he has way more charisma than Roman Reigns.
Yes, way more.
But with Roman Reigns, they was continue playing, you know, spoilers with him every time. And, you know, I just had that, I just hope it doesn't that Vince decide the last minute to have Triple H hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's no more screw-ups this time.
Yeah.
If that happened, no one's not going to care about Roman Reigns.
Nope. So how long is Matt Hardy going to be the TNA World Champion?
I don't think that for a short period of time. And they have another title match live on Impact this Tuesday in Orlando with EC3 and Matt Hardy. Unless that's going to be a DQ right there. And which Impact has been a good show for the last 2 months, but I think it's too late for them to get viewers because they've been crying wolf so many times for the last 4 years. Bad writing, bad booking, and Dixie making stupid decisions. Even them leaving the network on three times on a different network. I think it all started on Spike TV. She think that they was going to get more ratings going 8 to 10. They lost viewers right there, and they already lost people that have been turned off when Hogan came in the company. And once they went to Destination America and other places, they lost viewers right there. Even bad management behind the scenes of them dealing with MVP and Hernandez. They were tampering with Lucha Underground contract of Hernandez. That was a dumb decision. They put the blame on how the hell are you gonna put the blame on talent like MVP? And it was actually the head of trader and of hiring John Gerber, he should have been held responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what caused right there. They had a good one with the beatdown plan, the BDC, and they killed that. They lost viewers from right there, and then continue having this long ass tournament on Destination America until they got a TV deal for Pop TV. But Pop TV is in way more homes than Destination America, 80 million. But the only thing is Pop TV is not a popular network. It used to be the TV Guide channel, but it's still not a popular network amongst audience. And they average now around 270,000 combined viewers.
They get viewers, they lose them. They get them, they lose them. They change networks, they get viewers, they lose them. They can't stay consistent.
Right. And I think it's them moving to different nights. They've been almost on every night of the week for the past 3 days. I mean, 3 years, 3 days, yeah. First of all, Thursday night. More people know them from the start from Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Really on a Saturday night when they first started on national TV at 11, then they went to prime time. But the prime time spot was everyone know where they was at. But once they lost that, went to Friday night, Wednesday night, Monday night.
Yeah.
Now Tuesday night. most people kind of forget about Tuesday night. They're not used to wrestling being on a Tuesday night. Then you also have NXT also make more people now familiar with the WWE Network, since that's the good product, NXT.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's their wrestling, most people's wrestling on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday. And, you know, WWE has so much programming now, and along with Ring of Honor and Lucha Underground, it's like you don't hear that many people talk about TNA. Only if they like, you know, anything negative about them selling the company or getting investors right now. They've been losing money. And I just don't see it, though. I just don't see anyone investing in this company unless they have full control of the company decision making. They're not going to waste money for just to invest. They want something that's good for long term. And they killed the pay-per-view business of TNA.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. They used to have pay-per-views a lot, but not anymore.
Right. Why have live pay-per-views and get out the spoilers? They already the next day they have shows already in the books for TV. Why give up the spoilers? That's what caused them. They turning off their viewers and for pay-per-views and then giving out pay-per-view matches on TV, and which is going to try to think is going to get a rating, which is not. It's not doing no wonders. Not even for Kurt Angle's final match in TNA. It didn't increase the ratings. It went down.
And Kurt Angle's an accomplished wrestler. I mean, that's the
right.
Sad.
Right. And I don't really think pop TV. Right. Exactly. That no one didn't care about him retiring because it hasn't been, I guess, pop TV doesn't promote it since they not really getting paid. But it's a bargain deal. The only ones thing that keeping TNA alive is international deals from the UK and India.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's right. They did do a major deal with India about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. They did a major deal with India. Yeah.
Right. I think that was crazy right there. Even though they postponed events in India trying to set up terrorism and stuff, and which
mm-hmm.
is bullshit. They, I guess they didn't have the money. Even though India was paying them their money to come out there to do the shows. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how they survived. So, you know, like you said, they survived because of, over international deals and everything with independence, you know, and other, you know, in UK, but
yeah.
They should have been dead a long time ago, but something's keeping them alive. You know, they keep them alive barely.
Right.
Barely staying alive. Now, here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What are the all this stuff about Ronda Rousey? Now, you know, Ronda Rousey hasn't been in UFC since she lost. She's been doing some stuff, and she has a good. She's a wrestling fan. She likes wrestling. She has a good relationship with the McMahons. When do you think she's going to make the full jump from MMA to WWE? Or do you think it's not working out? What do you think? She's going to do what she's not going to do.
She's not going to do it because once you're on that contract, UFC, Dana White not going to let her get involved with anything physical in wrestling. That's why, you know, also with my guest Shayla Baszler, when she was on the contract with UFC, she's now a wrestler now. And I guess because, you know, she left UFC because Dana White didn't want her to get physical and was Ring of Honor or anything.
Yeah, like I said, I understand that because you hurt yourself and,
right.
and something else, you can't do the other thing. So I understand that.
Right. Yeah.
But the MMA fight last week, you know, the double main event, the preacher's daughter against Mayshia Tate. I'm trying to pronounce the name wrong, but I think. But Holmes and Tate, woo!
Yeah, Mayshia had
that. Was a good match.
A very good one. A very good finisher, too.
Yeah. And that's an old age old question. Could a wrestler be a boxer? And that's true right there because Tate has a wrestling background.
Right.
And Holmes is a boxing, has a boxing background, boxing / kickboxing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. With Ronda Rousey right there, I think that she was more too much cockiness with her last time.
And they don't like each other.
Take her really that seriously.
They're going to fight again in July.
Right.
Rousey and Tate going to fight.
Right. And Rousey's mom don't play right there. She's a champion, judo champion, and that's where she get her competitive side from. And you're going to see a different Ronda Rousey when she fight Holmes again.
Yes. Very different.
Right.
And a year ago, Dana White, the guy who's in charge of UFC, came out and said that wrestling was, fake. And then, you had all these wrestlers.
They came out
jumping
on.
Twitter.
Like Aries and others. And I think it was Cesaro, maybe a few others also.
Seth Rollins. Bully Ray Dudley.
Right.
Dudley came out. Taz went crazy.
Right.
He went off on
I think, right, Dana White, and I'm going changing his words around later on.
See, this is what I don't understand about Dana White. Okay? He watches the wrestling pay-per-views. But yeah, and then he goes around saying this stuff that, it says and downplay wrestling. So my question to you is, what do you think? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
How does he really feel about wrestling?
He didn't grow up with it, and the only thing he ever watched is Brock Lesnar involved with it. Since he's friends with Brock Lesnar, that's the only thing he get involved with it. If any pay per view that he watches, if Lesnar on there.
Because, and I wonder about him. And you'd be surprised how many MMA fighters like wrestling, though. You'd be surprised.
They do. right. And you have CM Punk already there in UFC, and he knows about his draw in wrestling, and it can attract a bigger buy rate for UFC for CM Punk's debut, hopefully before this year is over with when he gets pills from his surgery.
I will see him. I watch MMA. I would love to see. I love to see CM Punk. I know he would do good. I have no doubt. I have 100% confident that he will keep butt in a name.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize most of your pro wrestlers, correct me wrong, most of them could actually throw down if they had to. I mean, actually beat the crap out of somebody. Most of them. You know,
you can hear all of a sudden cult of personality coming out. Damn, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a pop right there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
But he, you know, in his interviews that he don't want to talk about wrestling, CM Punk.
Yeah. But funny thing, though, he's not really, you know, questionably, he's not that big in the wrestling, but he doesn't mind seeing Punk coming over there. So he does care about wrestling to a certain point. But it brings him money.
Right. Right.
You know, that's the only thing.
Right. And it's not like he doesn't have a like, real easy opponent, seeing a Punk. First, I thought it was going to be the one from Power Rangers, Tommy, character from Power Rangers, the White Ranger, because he's now an MMA fighter. And they've been going back and forth on Twitter. No, that's fire rates right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he doesn't use the Power Ranger theme music.
Mm-hmm. That'd be crazy.
Right, Dana not going to let it happen. It could happen in Bellator, though. They saw like Viacom money.
Oh.
Yeah, they bought Viacom. Viacom doing whatever they wanted to get ratings. Like that last one, Ken Shamrock. They do involve that President Scott Coker pro wrestling involved with it. Like Road Warrior Animals showing up, and you see Booker T there and a few others, and Bobby Lashley from TNA. He's on a winning streak there.
Lashley's still going
up. Right, I call it like the Bellator, the WCW of MMA. All these old fighters they bring out. Shamrock, Gracie. Yeah. Gracie and Shamrock was last fight. Who else? They have Rampage there, Tito Ortiz, and I thought they was trying to get Herschel Walker at 54 to fight there in MMA.
And what's up with Rob Van Dam? What's Rob Van Dam doing these days? I haven't heard anything about him in a long time.
He's just doing, like, special indie shows, I guess, doing his comic book stores, working those and stuff, and maybe doing some movies. And he's going to do House of Hardcore's Tommy Dreamer show this year on a couple of their shows. He's not in a rush to go back to WWE or nothing like that for 90 days. And he had it with TNA. He done with that.
Can't blame him.
And wish they can't afford him anyway anymore. I think that was another reason Angle ain't coming back, because of the money, too. He can't afford it.
Yeah, you're right on that. So, Wayne, let's turn the tables a little bit, okay? This is the third anniversary of your show, the third anniversary of you starting a record at Factor Tapes. Now, I know you for a good while. I mean, well over 10 years. I know you for a long time. What made you start? What motivates you to start something like this, the Wrestling F Factor? Did you talk to people? What made you do this? What motivates you to start this thing?
I said back in 2013, before 2013, I was one of those friends and some of them that's in the indie business now, and a few others, you know, gave me that aspiration, the talk, you know, to get it to a show like this. And because really my dream was to become a pro wrestler or a manager, but I didn't pursue it. I got hurt at Bone Breakers Wrestling Academy, and I never came back of doing wrestling again. And this was another way to get in, you know, to put I want to put indie wrestlers over, give them somewhere to they can get used to mainstream casual people that don't know about the upbringing of indie wrestlers that's going to make it big on their TV one day. So that was the goal with it. And even with, you know, even one of my mentors, Don Cornelius, I want to be like the Don Cornelius of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Don Cornelius was on TV for a long time. I mean, for decades. The man was stable on television, you know.
Right.
So, what?
And now, It Factor has branded off to also music, independent artists or legends in the music business, even the entertainment field. And there might be some future politics coming over here, just talking in the future.
Well, first, age your first couple of shows, your first couple of interviews. When did you realize that this was going to be a long thing going? Because it's 3 years. Your blog, blog shows, blog radio, and other stuff doesn't last 3 years. This has been very consistent. What sign did you get that this is going to be on for a good period of time? Did you have any doubt it would be last for 3 years? When you first started?
Yeah, I was surprised about it. Yeah, with the first show, me and you done it. We had a lot of feedback. Also, a lot of feedback and people interested in it. Even with, I would say, even online and offline, they was interested to hear us talk about wrestling and bringing in guests also.
Now, how would you compare what you do to other wrestling talk shows or blog radio shows? What makes you different from everyone else? I mean, there's a lot of them out there, and most of them don't last as long as yours. That's already proven that. Yours is long.
Right.
It's longevity. What makes you stand out for everyone else?
With NBA songs, realism or whatever the hell it is, you know, they hate it because I was in the games. So, you know, when I first started, B Dove or whatever. Yeah, but it just kind of up and down. I'll go ahead.
You start off with a little bit of people. Now you have well over 1,000 people, well over 1,000.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which is pretty. It's growing steadily, growing, which is great. You know, you have more people listening to you than TNA wrestling. or watching TNA wrestling, to be honest with you. You think about it, TNA keeps dropping, TNA keeps going down, down, down. You keep going up, steadily growing. You know, you're getting a reputation.
I want to say if the only difference is they have over 200,000 viewers. Hey, I will soon get to that mark.
Yeah, definitely. Keep going, doing what you're doing.
Tonight.
And you definitely get there.
But definitely than more than half of the wrestling shows I have, definitely more viewers, definitely. Because shows like even one show, a couple of shows on SoundCloud.com.
Yeah.
There's not that many viewers that want to listen to a wrestling show that much. We're going to Wrestling Factor Radio definitely going to branch out to talk to other radio stations to get on. This should also to expand more.
Yes, there's definitely a need for wrestling because wrestling, you know, social media and just, you know, in general, wrestling is big, and it is, you know, an outlet for it. There's space for it in social media and other places in media, definitely for that.
Right. Hey, 98 Rod, if you definitely want this show, even a 15-minute segment, give us a call. You got my email. Just check it out. Definitely. Or any other local station out there that's nationally known.
And how many people have you interviewed? How many wrestlers, musicians you interviewed so far in 3 years? I know you did at least. I know you did over 30 in 2015. I know it was over 30.
Was, right. It's like it's been past the 100 mark so far, from Devin Nicole all the way to Shayna Baszler of UFC. It's just been a good year, in 2015, to even start off this year with Good Times celebrity Bernadette Stannis that plays Thelma on Good Times.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely well received lady. Definitely well actress that paved the way for other African American women in the 70s. And we had even child star Sherry Johnson from Punky Brewster to Family Matters. She was definitely interested also. And she definitely followed wrestling during the 80s also. And you also had Lester Speak, in which I've known since 98. He was a regular coming into my cousin's restaurant in Baltimore, Redwood Grill at the time, and he was doing indie shows for around the country before he started the wrestling business. I mean, he was already in the wrestling business from Global Wrestling Federation that came on ESPN. As the voodoo gimmick also. He was part of the WWE dojo of Kurt Angle, the Dory Funk dojo, and part of WCW Power Plant also. And he was part of the Baltimore Stars football team here, the USFL.
I remember them, yeah.
Yes, definitely there also. Then on his big break on My Wife and Kids, even the Reebok commercial for him, Tate. also a lot of movies like Norbit also, along with Terry Crews, or Any Given Sunday was also in the last Transformer movies he was in also. Definitely from Baltimore, and he definitely gets it also. And with a surprising guest on there was Sonny Ono also.
Oh, Sonny Ono, yeah.
Right.
I remember him. He sued WCW, didn't he?
Yeah, along with other ones like Bobby Hart, Harrison, and several other luchadors because of racial stuff. I think that also involved Ole Anderson during that time and others, yeah, in the office.
So would you
and
like,
go ahead.
Would you like? You think it's possible in the future that you do like interviews on Skype? Maybe
it's possible. Yeah, working hard on that one. Yeah.
Because, you know, this show has a lot of potential. 3 years going. 3 years. Now, what was your, if you had to pick a certain interview you had on your show, a certain guest, what stood out about them? Like, you interviewed Larry Zbyszko a while ago.
Right.
And does anything he said that made them that stuck in your, any quotes that he said that, I stood out with you? Because I did an interview with you with Teddy Long. I was blessed to do an interview with Teddy Long with you. And
right.
The thing that stood out with me, you know, the thing that he said that he likes talking to people and people remember you, that's a good thing. Because he's not in the limelight anymore, so if people remember you, they want to talk to you, that's a good thing.
Right.
That stood out with me. So anything, any quotes that stood out with any of your guests? To remember off the top of your head?
Say, with his good relationship with the Garnias, also being part of their family, you know, marrying Vern Garnia's daughter, and also, you know, he want to see more wrestlers take care of themselves. They don't have to put their bodies on the line with doing these high-risk matches or anything like that to get over. They can have a longevity in wrestling. You want them to have, you know, more of a longevity. You don't, in which you don't see now, you see most of them retiring at a young age now before they get to 40.
Wow. And where do you see wrestling in the future? Out of all the wrestlers you talked to on your show that you interviewed, do you think wrestling is going to be in a – right now is in the PG-13 stage. Do you think wrestling will get better or is it going to get worse? Where do you see wrestling? And where do you see the wrestling F factor with wrestling? You think they both – you know, wrestling F factor is going to get better. There's no question about that. Where do you think wrestling will get better and get back to the high rating – and the crazy stuff like
an attitude app? Well, I would say it don't have to be the attitude. It can be like nothing promoted like that, but it can come off like a non-rated that anything can happen, you know, go with the flow and stuff. Expect the unexpected. It's not going to be like you're going to have a, like 8.8 to ratings. We could see maybe like a 4.0s in the fours. That's the 6 or 7 million viewers. And I think it's enough room for an independent wrestling channel on the mainstream and the casual people to know all these wrestling companies and to know that they are in existence and stuff. they have more alternatives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That can help even other major companies like Ring of Honor and if TNA hopefully is being in business or like that, will help them know what wrestling is, and even these mainstream TV executives, if they can market wrestling and for advertising, stop using it, wrestling as a negativity, as a criminal thing, you can basically see more major wrestling companies like Global Force Wrestling, but it seems like Global Force Wrestling is on their way of a deal since Jerry Strokes did a working agreement now with American Ninja fame, and he's a producer or something like that. And they're going to do a 13-week show. They're supposed to last during those weeks, but and run do pay-per-views, but still people don't want to see a short-term season wrestling. They want to see a full-term. They want to see up in the year, 12-month TV deal. They want to see more of that, and I just don't see that working out that long.
I see what you're saying.
Right. I just hope wrestling can get to that level again.
And how do you feel about the current promotion of wrestling? What I mean is that ESPN is covering wrestling like they had never covered wrestling before. They're covering wrestling a lot more. Fox Sports is covering wrestling a lot more. You also have news, you know, the Wall Street Journal? No, I'm sorry. Forbes is covering wrestling more. What do you think it will really, really take to have more coverage and for wrestling to be taken seriously, like it is now? I mean, it's getting better, but still have a long way to go. Do you think, like, a promoter, like Vince McMahon, or will have to say, do something and say something to get people more serious into it? What do you think?
Right. I would think since WWE been making WWE Network is profitable
mm-hmm.
now, and with their TV deal that's more profitable, that's over $1 million, over $100 million for the next several years. I think 3 more years we got left on that deal, and they making money from that, profitable. I think if a billionaire, they probably have a problem with Vince McMahon and wants to beat his properties like a Ted Turner type, I think that it would get the money to and with his own network, trying to challenge him to ratings and everything else. I think that's a shot right there, because he has the money to draw to get the talent, and even ones that are that's not on the contracts are expiring. They can, I think he can win them over to their company, and even bring in new talent, and it might happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Never say never. It might. They keep saying Rupert Murdoch, but he's far out of it. Maybe the Apple co-founders of Apple would do something like that. You know, go trying to challenge him with the right people, with the right minds of the business to go up against Vince.
And you can name five things. If you can name five things about wrestling that you love, what would they be? Five things that you love about wrestling. If you're strong, passionate about wrestling, it is your thing. What five things that makes you love wrestling, despite all the bad stuff and goes on. What five things?
The work ethic, the storylines. The entertainment part of it. Let's see.
You said work ethic, storylines, entertainment. That's three.
And way more diversity also.
Diversity, all right. That's, and you get one more.
And new theme music, definitely.
Theme music. Oh, yeah, the music. Oh. To the music, who's rapping? Who would you like to see the person's name who's rapping for that Wrestling F Factor theme? He wants to keep him anonymous.
The anonymous person that works. Can you repeat it again?
Okay, the person that does the theme song to the Wrestling F Factor, the theme song that comes on, is the guy rapping on it.
Yes, Wale.
Wale.
Wale, yes. Another one that knows about the wrestling business, that followed New Japan, Ring of Honor, TNA. Another guest we'd like to have on this year. I'm trying so hard to get in contact with any of his agents to have him on this show. And definitely, he did throw around him and Rick Ross about buying a wrestling on the same day that TNA was looking for new investors. And it's just been rumors of Wale probably starting an indie promotion in DC or pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that still happening. Right there. And I think that's what they need. Wrestling needs something that's very popular. And I think Wale could possibly make that right there with Maybach. They can make a more diversity wrestling promotion right there. And they can get, ties with a lot of investors and stuff. They can start up, and that might be the thing right there to turn wrestling around.
Yeah, I would love to interview Wale. That'd be a good interview. I love it. Either be part of the interview or listen to you do the interview. That'd be a good interview. You know,
right.
The man has talent. He raps. You can tell he's passionate about rapping. He names all these rappers. You know, Gangrel. Mentioned him in a song.
Right.
You know. So how important do you think the theme music is to a wrestler? Is that really a part? Is that a big part of the person, or does this really matter if he could straight out wrestle? He or she could wrestle, because you got some good theme songs out there. You know,
yeah.
I like Triple H the Game.
Right.
You know, and AJ Styles' new one I like. Wow. That's my favorite one.
Right.
Gail Kim's theme song I like. But do you think the theme songs would not mean anything if the person couldn't wrestle?
Right.
How important is a theme song to theme song?
I think it's very important to identify who the wrestler character is and who they are when they come out to it. You even see it on TV with, you know, even with Trump, money, 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 you know, from Apprentice.
Uh-huh. That's true. And he had MMA.
Right. And that will cause, you know, like a combustion of crowd noise when they hear the theme, even with glass shattering for Steve Austin.
Makes sense.
Right. Adrenaline, like Undertaker has this thing, the thongs come out.
Uh-huh.
or Bray Wyatt also, that he still does a good job with that Jim Johnson and others.
And what made you come to the name with a wrestling it factor? Because I guess in the business, they always say, see, it doesn't have this it. They say that in the wrestling business all the time. So what made you come up with that, the title for your for the radio?
I would say, if some people have the it factor, wrestlers have the it factor. I would say Bobby Roode is the guy right there that got me.
Oh yeah,
it got me more interested in it. Yeah, and wish he can be a future guest on here one day.
And Bobby Roode is a good wrestler. I mean, boy, he could do it all. My skills, he'll be a face, he'll be a heel. He could do it all.
Right. And what she should be in WWE, I wonder if there's still enough time once his contract expired that will he go to NXT or WWE to get a couple years in, which I think so. He will fit right into it. He has the he just has everything as a wrestler.
Well, we're almost towards the end of the show. Any final thoughts you want to give about the 3-year anniversary show? The 3 years of doing this, 3 years still going strong. Anything you want to say to your fans that's supporting you?
Yes. Thank you to all the fans around the world for supporting this show and listening live and even downloading our shows on Blog Talk Radio. / Wrestling It Factor Radio or the Facebook fan page or the group page. Thank you very much. If it wasn't for y'all, I don't know where the show would be at.
I know people put are it fans.
Made this show entertaining and interesting also. And even it has it gave a chance for fans to be on, listeners to be on as long as they want, talking about their favorite subject, what they love. Longer than most of these shows will let their callers be on.
Well, thanks, Wayne. We ask you for all the fans. We appreciate you. You have some good stuff, and your stuff keeps getting better. You know, from the fans,
will.
I say thank you.
Yes. You're definitely welcome. You're definitely welcome. Yeah, they keep coming to us, these fans. Definitely, they want to see more of everything, guests and everything. We deliver. We definitely deliver it.
All right, man. Until next time, always love talking wrestling. Always. Until next time, see you next time, man. See you later.
Bye. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tommy Two Chips, the co-host of the show. Yes, this show will continue to grow in 2016. We go hard. We live for this shit. We die for this shit. And ladies and gentlemen, we're about to cut off right now. You can download this on blogtalkradio.com. / WrestlingItFactorRadio.com or our Facebook group page, Wrestling It Factor Radio Show / Entertainment It Factor Radio. This is Wayne Benitez, signing off. Later.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, middle finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. Like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, but you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadiums pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.